One American tradition that I have experienced is powder puff. It has a strange name, I know. It's a high school tradition and is centered around a flag football game played by young women. It has been around since the 1930s and is a fundraiser for charity or for a high school event, like a dance. It usually takes place in October, before homecoming, which is another, even better known US tradition. Now, do you know what flag football is? It has the same rules as American football, but no contact is allowed. And instead of stealing the ball, you try to steal a flag or a belt from the waist of the members of the opposing team. It's fast, nerve-wracking, and great fun. Even though it's for charity, team members do get very competitive, and things can get a little rough. Penalties are common because it becomes increasingly more difficult to have no contact. In fact, the last powder puff I watched seemed more like a rugby match than a girls' flag football game. There were bodies flying, and therefore lots of penalties. High school is the centre of social activity for most young people between the ages of 14 and 18 in the States. It is certainly not just a place for academics. Most young people don't go out to bars or nightclubs until they are in their 20s, or at least in college, because the legal drinking age is 21. So socialising, clubs and fun generally take place through the high school. That is why I believe high school is such a central part of life in a community here, and a time that people reminisce about when they're older. Powder puff is one of the many traditions in the US, one that can leave you with a lot of bruises. One American tradition that I have experienced is powder puff. It has a strange name, I know. It's a high school tradition and is centered around a flag football game played by young women. It has been around since the 1930s and is a fundraiser for charity or for a high school event, like a dance. It usually takes place in October, before homecoming, which is another, even better known US tradition. Now, do you know what flag football is? It has the same rules as American football, but no contact is allowed. And instead of stealing the ball, you try to steal a flag or a belt from the waist of the members of the opposing team. It's fast, nerve-wracking, and great fun. Even though it's for charity, team members do get very competitive, and things can get a little rough. Penalties are common because it becomes increasingly more difficult to have no contact. In fact, The last powder puff I watched seemed more like a rugby match than a girls' flag football game. There were bodies flying, and therefore lots of penalties. High school is the centre of social activity for most young people between the ages of 14 and 18 in the States. It is certainly not just a place for academics. Most young people don't go out to bars or nightclubs until they are in their 20s, or at least in college, because the legal drinking age is 21. So socialising, clubs and fun generally take place through the high school. That is why I believe high school is such a central part of life in a community here, and a time that people reminisce about when they're older. Powder puff is one of the many traditions in the US, one that can leave you with a lot of bruises. One American tradition that I have experienced is powder puff. It has a strange name, I know. It's a high school tradition and is centered around a flag football game played by young women. It has been around since the 1930s and is a fundraiser for charity or for a high school event, like a dance. It usually takes place in October, before homecoming, which is another, even better known US tradition. Now, do you know what flag football is? It has the same rules as American football, but no contact is allowed. And instead of stealing the ball, you try to steal a flag or a belt from the waist of the members of the opposing team. It's fast, nerve-wracking, and great fun. Even though it's for charity, team members do get very competitive, and things can get a little rough. Penalties are common because it becomes increasingly more difficult to have no contact. In fact, the last powder puff I watched seemed more like a rugby match than a girls' flag football game. There were bodies flying and therefore lots of penalties. High school is the centre of social activity for most young people between the ages of 14 and 18 in the States. It is certainly not just a place for academics. Most young people don't go out to bars or nightclubs until they are in their 20s, or at least in college, because the legal drinking age is 21. So socialising, clubs and fun generally take place through the high school. That is why I believe high school is such a central part of life in a community here, and a time that people reminisce about when they're older. Powder puff is one of the many traditions in the US, one that can leave you with a lot of bruises.
And the democratic process.